From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The city of Bessemer will hold its city election next Tuesday, but some voters are concerned about whether it'll be fair. Rumors of election fraud have lingered in the city for years. Now the Secretary of State's office is involved. WBHM's Cody Short has the story.
In 2014, Anthony Underwood ran for mayor of Bessemer. He lost the election to the incumbent, Kenneth Gully, but requested a recount due to what he believed were voting irregularities. At least one polling location opened late on election day, and at least one machine didn't operate properly. Some people left without voting. When Underwood asked for a recount, he said the city attorney asked for a $10,000 payment.
Mine, we only talk about 5,000 votes, something that they can do in probably an hour and a half. But for some reason, they feel like it's important to charge 10 grand in order to make it difficult for the system to be transparent.
A legal challenge from Underwood to the election results was ultimately dismissed. Others have claimed outright voter fraud is happening. Former Bessemer City Councilor Louise Alexander, who was running for mayor this year, says she saw officials throw out absentee ballots during the 2018 election.
I actually walked in and I caught them opening the mailed-in ballots. Well, they will take new ballots and replace them with the old ballots.
The city clerk declined to comment about Alexander's claim. Bessemer resident Marilyn Grace is among those who believe that something is happening. She and her son, DeQuandre Rice, have voted for years in the city. Rice is paraplegic, so he always votes with an absentee ballot. Grace says Rice consistently votes in all elections, most recently in the May primaries. However, she recently received a mailed notice from the city of Bessemer that her son is not a registered voter. Jefferson County's Board of Registrars says Rice hasn't voted since 2012. Grace believes the issues with her son's absentee ballot are part of an effort to target voters who aren't supporters of Mayor Kenneth Gully.
Well, they ask me who I'm going to vote for and come and knock on your door, who you're voting for. That's none of your business who I vote for. But I put a sign in my house. I don't want no signs in my yard because whatever decision I make, I'm going to make the decision on my own.
Underwood and Alexander also tie questions around voter registration and other irregularities to the mayor. Gully tells WBHM he's offended by the accusations. He says he doesn't need voter fraud in order to win the election. Even though voter fraud has captured the national conversation, documented cases are still rare. The Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, found just 19 cases in Alabama in the last 20 years. Many of those dealt with absentee ballots. Here's UAB political scientist Peter Jones.
Voter fraud or election fraud has occurred most often in these local elections, where essentially you have incumbents or politicians kind of illegally throwing out absentee ballots that are good.
Jones says when voter fraud does occur, it has a bigger impact in local elections. That's because it takes fewer ballots to change the winner.
You can basically tip the scales with a few fraudulent absentee ballots, or you can tip the scales by throwing out a few good absentee ballots.
While political figures in Bessemer go back and forth, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says he, along with Attorney General Steve Marshall, are looking into allegations of voter fraud in Bessemer this election cycle. He wouldn't discuss specific allegations, saying they don't want to jeopardize the integrity of the investigation. Cody Short, WBHM.